The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a key case involving same-sex marriage. At the center is a Colorado web designer, Lori Smith. She does not want to make wedding websites for same-sex couples. It's against her religious beliefs. But does that cross a state law that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation? Let's talk about this case with Dahlia Lithwick. She writes about the courts and the law for Slate. Dahlia, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Now, an important legal question here is whether making a website equals speech. We know there are protections for speech. At the oral arguments today, Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked the designer's lawyer why a wedding website would be a statement of ideology. Let's take a listen.
Show me a page on that website that is an endorsement of a marriage as opposed to the story of a couple.
So, Dahlia, can you step back and lay out the argument of this web designer and the point that Justice Sotomayor is making here?
Yeah, I mean, this was a really interesting case if we want to think about it as a follow-on to the cake baker case that came up a few years ago raising similar issues. Here, it doesn't seem to be a question that web design is some form of speech or expressive content that's fundamentally kind of different from being the person who necessarily bakes a cake or, as they said today, lays out chairs at a wedding. Here, Lori Smith, who is this web designer, is saying, listen, I don't discriminate against same-sex couples for anything else, but I will not endorse their wedding. So this does not violate Colorado's public accommodations law. And then you're exactly right. This question turns on, is she in fact endorsing or somehow blessing same-sex marriages, or is she just, as Sonia Sotomayor suggested, putting her name at the bottom of a website?
Yeah. So what she's, a key distinction being what someone says and what someone does. Is that important here?
That was a big piece of it, whether this is, you know, expressive content or whether this is, you know, discrimination based on status or based on, you know, different kinds of religious views.
Okay. Now, Justice Sotomayor also compared the web designer to a restaurant owner refusing to serve black patrons. Now, back in the 60s, the court said that was not okay. A little bit later, Justice Clarence Thomas, a conservative, said this.
The complicating factor here, this is not a hotel, this is not a restaurant, this is not a riverboat or a train.
So why does it matter whether we're talking about a website maker or a sandwich maker?
Well, this goes to this question of whether it's a public accommodation. And we had, for instance, the lawyer for Lori Smith was saying, look, this is no different from being a ghostwriter on a book or a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer refusing to give services. And the answer is no, they're not public accommodations. You are, you serve all comers. Therefore, you can't discriminate. And that's exactly the problem is if you go back and you look at those civil rights cases of folks who would refuse to provide service to interracial couples or to black couples, the argument there was those are clearly public accommodations. The question is whether Lori Smith, when she hangs out a shingle and says, I'm making websites for everyone, is similarly a public accommodation.
So what are the implications of this case here? If Lori Smith, the website designer, wins or if she loses?
Well, there's one part of this case that is really kind of funky, and that is there's no record. So this case has not actually gone to trial. We don't even have folks who brought this challenge and said she discriminated against me. In fact, Lori Smith hasn't even tried to make wedding sites. So we have to do this all very hypothetically, and that led to very murky oral arguments. But I think it's exactly right that the implications are vast in both directions, either a huge carve-out of public accommodations laws, letting people refuse services for the first time, or alternatively, Lori Smith's lawyers argue, alternatively, forcing people, compelling people to speak against their will. So what we saw a lot today was justices, particularly conservative justices, trying to find some middle ground between two really extreme outcomes.
And this is, of course, a 6-3 conservative majority. Did you glean anything from the exchanges as to where this court may be leaning?
Oh, I think it's fairly clear from this morning's very lengthy arguments that the conservative justices felt that the web designer should prevail. As I said, I think it's a question of whether they want to go big, big swing or find some limiting principle so that it doesn't have the kind of catastrophic knock-on effects that the liberals are worried about.
Mm. All right, Dahlia Lithwick writes about the courts and the law for Slate. Dahlia, thank you once again.
Thank you.